KDOM Radio. It is now time for the Coach's Show as we talk a little baseball with some golf here on this edition of the Coach's Show. We're going to fire right into it. We'll also be announcing the Smith Automotive Player of the Week, so stay tuned here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1 as we've got the Coach's Show leading you into some Minnesota Twins coming up at the bottom of the hour. So again, stay tuned. The Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1.
Justin Espenson at ThriveVent is here to help you assess your finances in retirement and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 1-877-408-4748.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Ross of Heron Lake Okabino Fulda Westbrook Walnut Grove Golf. Coach, we'll start here talking about the girls' side of things. You guys got a couple of golfers back on the girls' side that have been participating in golf the last couple of years, but also some newcomers that decided to go out for golf this year. I'm sure, you know, that's been a learning curve for a lot of them, but I'm sure very exciting for you guys to get some new girl golfers out there and get those numbers up.
Right. We've had, last couple of years, we've had Ava Herding and Katie Brown from Westbrook, and we just haven't had a team score, and it was just those two girls, and we'd always enter them as individuals. And then this year we had six girls from Heron Lake. I think they're all juniors, maybe one senior, come out, and they've all golfed a little bit, not a ton. And, we spent the early days of practice just going through, hitting the ball and what do you use here and what do you use next and chipping and putting and, eventually got into the rules and now we're four meets in and Hannah Post and Ellie Frecking are mainstays now in varsity and the other girls are working hard to, get down to that level where they can play some varsity golf. So it's been really good in that aspect. We've had some girls win some medals. Ava, the last two meets, has finished third and second and third, respectively. And then Ramsey Johnson, who's plays JV, she's not eligible to play this year, varsity, so she won the JV, and then Ashlyn Cook got second. So Hannah Post got her first varsity medal at Fulda, and they're our only win of the year, so... We've had girls earn some medals. They're getting better. It's amazing the amount of progress they've made from the start of the season. Beginning of the year, the JV plays circle 10. Well, we play 9 holes. 9 times 10 is 90, and that was probably somewhere near where they're going to be. And now we're, I'm just looking at the scores, and we've gotten scores down in the 60s, a couple in the 50s. So. Great improvement, and they keep it up by the end of the year. We should have a full six-person team, and then going into next year, we'll be, very experienced. So exciting to have girls back as a team.
Absolutely. Good to hear there. And on the other side of things, on the boys' side, you got some really good golfers, some guys that have been playing some golf for you the last couple of years, name-dropping guys like Neil Keel, Brady Madison, Connor Jacobs, Kyle Curry, some guys that have, been putting down some low numbers for you here in the last couple of meets, and I'm sure very excited to see where they go here the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's pretty neat that I think we've had three dual meets. We've won all three of them. We placed second out of five at Sanborn. And the Worthington, we did okay against the Class A teams. I think we were 4-3 versus the Class A teams. The other AA schools and AAA schools, not so good, but we don't expect to beat those schools. They have been shooting We're waiting to get those four super scores out of the six. We've been getting three, and then one not so average. So the capability's there. Brady Madison's really come on. He's won the last two meets and finished second over at Sanborn in the five team. I don't even know what you call it. Five team meet. Neil, like you said, he's our state participant from last year. He has two individual wins. So, and then Connor Jakel started off a little shaky his second year of golf, and now he's played a couple of 43, 42, 44 the last three meets. So he has two second place finishes there as well. Dominic Lee, who was kind of in the mid-50s all last year, has four out of the five scores are in the 40s. So that's a positive. And then Kellen Holland hasn't quite hit his stride yet, but we're hoping starting tomorrow when we head to the conference tournament that he gets that turned around. As he was the other guy that played in the second day for us last year. So we expect big things out of him and our team as well.
Absolutely, Coach. You mentioned it there briefly. First conference meet coming up here tomorrow. May have to battle a little bit of weather possibly, but I'm sure it's nice. Hopefully cold weather is behind us and can kind of look forward here to the next couple of meets. And what's kind of the mindset? What are you trying to put into the minds of your athletes here headed into this first conference meet and what they need to do to come out on top?
Well, we talk about my philosophy is this. You can't win the conference tournament the first day, but you can probably lose it. So we go in, play it pretty close to the vest. Don't try to do some things just not in your game and, throw a 10 or a 12 out there and totally wreck your round. So we talk about that. We talk about just improving each week. Now, like you said, we're hopefully past the cold weather and every other day and the snow every other day and we can get some consistent weather and the greens can get cut and then we push the last month of golf season, basically, actually about 3.5 weeks. It gets crazy. We have four conference meets and section meets and a couple individual meets, and that's it. So that's what we're hoping. Stay in the race, stay in the hunt. We're going to be chasing Mountain Lake and RTR and Southwest Christian. We've done battle with all those teams, and Mount Lake's definitely the team to beat, and we're playing at their house tomorrow, so we definitely need to stay close to stay in the race.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck tomorrow and the rest of the way, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
KDOM Radio, Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. We've got Coach Isaac Jenegas to talk to yet for some Red Rock Central West Pequannock Grove baseball. We'll be covering the Falcons here in just a couple of days. And also, we were able to catch up with Coach Fink of Wyndham Baseball, so we'll get to them here in just a moment. But first, we do want to announce the Smith Automotive Player of the Week, and it is going to come by way of Wyndham Track and Field. It is the women's thrower, Lily Meyer. Lily dominated the discus events the last couple of meets and was first place in the discus with a throw of 110 feet for the Wyndham Eagles in Redwood Falls. So congratulations to Lily Meyer, your Smith Automotive KDOM Player of the Week.
Now, Hy-Vee Fuel Saver is Hy-Vee Perks. Get the same great benefits like fuel savings. Plus, save even more with members-only Hy-Vee Perks prizes. Make the switch or sign up today. It's free and easy.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central Westbrook Walnut Grove Boys Baseball. And Coach, looking at the record so far, you guys having a nice start to the season, 5-2 on the year. A couple of big wins throughout this first couple of weeks or first month of the season. Got to be happy with the production coming from you guys.
Yeah, you know, I think considering the hand we were dealt, like we talked about last time, with some of our top pitching not being out and not being able to play, I think our kids have done a really good job of stepping up to the plate, literally and figuratively, and you know, filling some of those gaps. Right? We've gotten three really good starts out of Braxton Weber. He's been a consistent strike thrower. You know, as a freshman getting his first varsity baseball action, like pleasantly surprised with the outings that he's put together. Jordan Turkelson has been solid in his outings as well. Got the win against Heron Lake through six strong innings against Heron Lake and allowed us to pull away and kind of seal the victory there. And, you know, and then last night we took Jackson from behind the plate and put him on the mound in a starting role because of the opportunity we had with a night game to get some other players, you know, some of those eighth graders that we had previously talked about to fill in, and was good to see he went six strong innings and Jordan came in and finished for the second game in a row. And, you know, we've been doing a really good job of taking advantage of what the opponents have been giving us. We have had, some struggles at the plate at times, you know, still striking out too much, not putting balls in play when we need to, but the pitching is getting better as the season goes on. So it's going to be a challenge to continue to do that going forward. But, you know, our one loss or our two losses are against two really good teams. You know, Sleepy Eye beat us up pretty good the first game. And then, you know, Murray County is a really solid team. And we were, you know, kind of fell into a situation where we're a little short on pitching that day. And you know, we just kind of fed some guys to the wolves, so to speak, after the start of the game. And, you know, it turned out to be a kind of a 16-1 butt kicking. But other than that, you know, like it's been pretty solid. We played pretty good defense. And like I said, the pitching has been better than expected.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, looking back at some of these scores, you know, you guys have been able to win some of those close games against some solid opponents. How do you kind of keep that up as we move along here? You got Adrian on Thursday, you know, a solid program, and Russell Tyler Ripton coming to town on Friday. That should be, you know, a really fun one. Just kind of, you know, looking at these teams coming up, how do you kind of continue to pitch well and win these games?
Yeah, you know, like you got to do the baseball things right? I think having options in the dugout has been beneficial the last couple of nights, where we've been able to pull some of those younger kids up, you know, from the C squad or the JV, however you want to look at it, and give you a couple extra base runners and maybe some fielding options and a pinch hitter, you know, like, you know, those baseball type things that you need to have will be important, and just continuing to grow as a player, right? Knowing when is a good time to swing at a 2-0 pitch, right? And knowing what your pitch is, and instead of popping up, hitting it on the barrel for a base hit, or, you know, trying to run a gap for extra bases. You know, continuing to get reps in the field, right? Seeing the ball off the bat in game time situations has been beneficial for us as well, right? Playing, getting out and playing. I mean, we got seven games in and some teams have only played four. So, you know, that's helpful. And, you know, just the schedule is going to get tougher here as we get towards the end of the week. Adrian is undefeated. RTR's got a couple of losses. So we should be challenged, but hopefully our guys can rise to the challenge and we can be competitive this week. And then we got a stretch of 12 games, you know, we're in the middle of a stretch of 12 games in 4 weeks, the bulk of our season here over the next month. So we're going to have a lot of guys get some opportunities, and hopefully we take advantage.
All right. Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here, as always, on the Coach's Show. We'll see you on Friday. Fun one coming up there against Russell Tyler Ruthin, but obviously focused on Adrian coming up tomorrow. Again, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Alex Fink of Windham Baseball. And, you know, Coach, looking back, your last time we talked, you guys just had one game. It was a tough loss to Jackson County Central. But, you know, we talked about weather not being great and just kind of a, you know, getting out there and playing baseball was the key to, you know, getting things on track for the season. And you guys able to do that. We'll start here, you know, talking about the bats. You know, after that JCC game, I think, you know, seven of your next eight games or whatever it was, you guys scored double digits in some wins and, you know, some fantastic offense, and you're able to get that those bats going against some pretty solid teams.
Yeah, I would say this is probably one of the deepest lineups that we've had. We're 1-9. You just feel good with everybody that's up to bat to have a competitive at bat. That first game is what it is. We'll see them here in a couple weeks, and we'll see how it shakes out for that. But we're excited for that one. But we've had some really good games swinging, and I thought yesterday against Laverne, that might have been the best we've hit probably in the five years I've been here. We really swung the bat well consistently 1-9, and I don't think we had a ton of extra base hits, but boy, we just had line drives all over the field, and that's kind of what we're looking for. So.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, some good offense here early parts of the season, and you know now we're getting into that midway point, and we talked about your diversity. You know, you mentioned that they're 1-9 in the lineup offensively, but defensively as well. You've headed into the season thought you're going to have, you know, a lot of opportunities to get some guys in different positions and, you know, have a lot of flexibility on that side of things. And that's turned out to be true. And the flexibility on the mound as well, you got some guys, not only, you know, 4, 5, 6 guys that can pitch, but, you know, all of them kind of bring a different element to pitching when they come onto the mound.
Yeah, the amount of pitching we have this year is kind of crazy for guys that we can at least trust to go out there and throw strikes and mix up some speeds, and that's why we were able to add that Medalia game too. Is like we just have a ton of arms that can go out there and throw and do a good job and keep us in games and throw strikes, and with our defense that's usually going to be a good recipe for us. And I think we've been playing really well. The one loss that we've had recently was to Medalia, and it was a 2-2 game with two outs in the bottom of the or top of the sixth inning, and it kind of spun away from us. But that was a super competitive game, and honestly, I was really, really impressed with Medalia. I think that's going to be one of the best, if not the best team in Class A. Like, they're a good team. That was a good game, and that was a good tune-up for us as we keep going into the conference season and playing good teams like Laverne. That's been a calling card for us, is just number of pitchers we have, and then playing some defense, and I thought we've been pretty good overall with that.
All right, and looking forward here, you know, Friday you guys got a doubleheader against Blue Earth coming up. That'll be a home game for you, or a couple of home games. And, you know, you got Redwood Valley again, and you mentioned, you know, Jackson County Central down the road. Love to get that one back. But, you know, before that, a 2-day matchup against Fairmont, a team that you guys have seen in the playoffs the last couple of years, and a really good team. So. It's been a good start to the season. You talked about the bats being well, pitching doing well, but got to keep that up here the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that'll be great. We got to come out and play well on Friday, and I'm excited. Stevie Meyer had a great first start for us. I'm excited to see him throw again on Friday. That's a big one for us because he pitches like he did last week, and what he's capable of, that's a, in my opinion, a dominant arm kind of for us that we can keep running out there. So I'm excited to see him throw again on Friday. And then, yeah, we get into a busy week next week with Redwood and Fairmont. Fairmont's always really good games between us. It's been that way since we've gotten here, 5 years of just good baseball. We're going to have to play well. We're going to see good arms. We're going to have to execute and do little things. It's baseball. You never know what can happen. And just keep playing good baseball. We were super excited last night after beating a really good Laverne team who was undefeated. But like what we talked about, our goal at the beginning of the year wasn't to win a game in April. It's to be playing our best baseball by the end of May. And that's still what we're working for. And we still got some stuff to clean up. So some good practices here. We'll hopefully get some good weather and stack those together and keep getting better. But, yeah.
Absolutely, Coach. Very fun but busy time of year here, late April, headed into May for some high school baseball. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thanks.
That's Coach Fink of Windham Area Baseball here on KDOM Radio.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly $1 and removes more than 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota roads. Visit mnsoybean.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Looking for a fun way to improve your golf game, rain or shine? Come to Bark Indoor Golf, your year-round golfing destination. Open every day, Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1012 Fifth Avenue. Book your tee time easily online at barkindoorgolf.com.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show this time around. You can get the recording of this Coach's Show on our website, WindhamRadio.com. It'll be up there here in the next couple of minutes. 86 degrees right now here in Windham. Twins coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll have Twins pregame. We do have some softball lined up for tomorrow. Mountain Lake Area Comfrey and Heron Lake Okabena Fulda over in Okabena. 4:30 first pitch. Hopefully the rain stays away for that one. Friday over in Lamberton, you heard that right. Red Rock Central, Westbrook One Oak Grove taking on Russell Tyler Rutan. And then Saturday, doubleheader in Mountain Lake, 12 o'clock, first pitch against Russell Tyler Rutan. Softball action. That will do it for the Coach's Show. Stay tuned for Twins coming up here shortly on KDOM.